And hi there. You're listening to the Dirt Music Radio Show, coming to you from the studios of 2SER. Thanks so much for joining me. Stuart Coops, my name. If you've been wondering what Dirt Music is all about, let me tell you. Dirt Music is a radio show about music that comes from the heart and takes absolutely no prisoners. What you're about to hear can come from right across the musical spectrum, just so long as it's made with no concession whatsoever to fad or to fashion. So it's another week, another Dirt Music. Lots of music to get through. Some of it's old, some of it is new, and as I always say, some of it is in between. Coming up in just a few songs' time is Brandon Dodd, who's going to be joining me to have a chat about and sing some songs from his new solo album. But first up, let's have a listen to a new song from John Morland, and after that, a cover of a Bob Dylan song done by Lucinda Williams, who also has a new album coming out real soon. But this is John Morland, and you are listening to Dirt Music.
Bye. it's getting hotter. There's a rumbling in the skies. Been wading through that high muddy water with the heat rising in my eyes. Every day your memory grows dimmer. It doesn't haunt me like it did before. I've been walking through the mirror to nowhere, trying to get to heaven before they close the door. When I was in Missouri, they would not let me be. I had to leave in a hurry. I only saw what they let me see. You broke a heart that loved you. Now you can seal up the book and not write anymore. I've been walking that lonesome valley, trying to get to heaven before they close the door. People on the platforms, waiting for the trains. I can hear their hearts beating like pendulums swinging on chains. When you think that you've lost everything, you find how you can always lose a little more. I'm just going down the road feeling bad, trying to get to heaven before they close the door.
Truly remarkable song by Bob Dylan, who's no slouch in that department, as you well know, and beautifully interpreted there by Lucinda Williams. The song, Trying to Get to Heaven. And before that, on Dirt Music this week, John Morland and a song called A Thought Is Just a Passing Train. And that is from John Morland's album called LP number 5. Stuart Coop with you. Hope you're enjoying the show this week. Coming up in just a few minutes, Brandon Dodd is going to be talking about his debut solo album. Brandon has spent many, many years playing guitar with Casey Chambers. I thought we'd have a listen first to Casey Chambers and Paul Kelly together with the song When We're Both Old and Mad. And then we'll be listening to Brandon Dodd.
When we're both old and mad, we won't care much what we say. We'll be younger every day. We'll laugh when we should be sad. We'll laugh when we should be sad. Ride our bikes down to the bay. Going home, we'll lose our way. When we're both old and mad. Inside out, we'll think we whisper though we shout. We'll weep when we're feeling glad. We'll weep when we're feeling glad. Ride our bikes down to the sea. Swim like dolphins, you and me. When we're both old and mad. When we're both old and mad.
What's on my mind, brother? Where do I go when I just can't stand it no more? And ain't it just like you to hollow out my legs and make me stand? You asked me to walk with you. Well, I don't know if I can. Be moving it's a little too slow. You don't really believe it if it's all that you've been told. Ain't it just like you to snap and bite at a trembling hand? Yes, me to walk with you. Well, I don't know if I can. But it don't fit the frame. I recall your face, but I don't know your name. And even in the darkness, my vision is true. I see so clearly now by the light of the a dog attached to the chain and trying hard to be everything that you ain't. And ain't it just like you to
lap up all the water from the pain. Yes, and to walk with you, well, I don't know if I can. Cause I'm tired of the bitching,
two very, very fine songs there that are sort of connected. We listened to Paul Kelly and Casey Chambers, and the song they did recently together called When We're Both Old and Mad. And after that, we listened to Brandon Dodd and a song from him called Light of the Moon. And that's from Brandon's debut solo album. It's called What a Way to Die. What is the connection point? I was staggered to realise that Brandon is not about 87 years of age, because he's been playing with Casey Chambers for what seems like forever. But he's much, much younger. 24, is it, Brandon?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And Brandon, of course, joins me in the Dirt Music Studio this week. So only 24, but how long have you been playing with Casey? I mean, it seems like forever.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it seems like that to them as well. probably about the good part of the last 5 years, I would say. I've been playing guitar in her band, so, but yeah, it feels equally like time has flown and like it's what I've always been doing.
Yes. And how did you come into that sort of, into the fold?
Accidentally.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah. I'm in a band called Grizzly Train, mm-hmm. and we were playing a gig in a beer garden on the Central Coast where we live, and, she happened to be there. She was one of the only people that was actually at the gig, which was strange in itself. And the rest is kind of history after that. We sort of spoke a bit and then we wrote together, and then we had a jam with her and Bill at a gig of Bill's. And after that, they asked us to come on the road, and they've been regretting it ever since, I think.
and that band that you were playing in that day, was that mainly your songs or comedy?
Yeah.
And what sort of band was it?
So Grizzly Train is a guitar and drum duo,
right?
That I play in, and we've been playing together for the last 11 years mm-hmm. or something, you know, so since school. And we play a lot of bluesy, rootsy rock kind of stuff, so very different to what we landed in.
Right. Okay. And as writing songs, I mean, is that something you've been doing for a very long time?
Yeah, it is. And I feel like the opportunity to do this album, like you said, it's my debut album, so I've never had the chance to explore songwriting as much as I have in this setting, which is exciting, because I've been writing for a really long time, you know, basically since I've been playing, which is, you know, probably since Josh and I were playing 12 years or something like uh-huh. that, you know. So I've been writing that whole time, and I feel like this is finally somewhere where I can explore how deeply I can get into that field, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the songs on this record, I mean, are they all comparatively new songs, or are there some going back to Brandon Dodd, age 13?
No, not that far. I wouldn't go that far. The funny thing is, the album, the way that we've made it, it was, I had decided that I was going to record the album. And yeah, you're right. I had songs that ranged back maybe 7 or 8 years that I'd just never used. There were songs that were in the middle of that. And there was a song that I had written the week before Damien Caffarelli came up and recorded the album with me. So it ranges. It's a bit of a mixed bag emotionally and even like you said with the age of the songs. I think, you know, it's interesting to me to listen to them all because I wrote them all in different settings and feeling different things at the time, you know.
And something you'd been itching to do for ages, and did you have to sort of wait till there was a little bit of a gap in what seems to be a fairly constant travelling, touring, performing? I mean, not just around Australia, but there's safaris, you know, in other countries and bits and pieces.
Yeah, definitely. I needed a gap. I've been thinking about doing this for a long time. I just never actually thought that I would take that step this soon, I don't think, but it just felt right. I think the timing felt right and all the songs were there. And like I mentioned earlier, I was working with Damien Caffarella on this. He co-produced it and he played a lot of the instruments on the album as well. It's just the two of us basically forming the band. And we have such a great musical connection and we've wanted to work together on something for so long. And everything just aligned. It all came together, so it just feels really right to be bringing this out now and to have done it in the way that I did it, I think.
And Casey and Bill and everyone else in that world, I mean, they're of course going to be supportive, but well, I would like to think that they would be supportive. and even if they're not, you've got to tell me that they are. but more seriously, you know, daunting for you to, because, you know, it's a family of very accomplished songwriters. And does it get a little, you know, I mean, Casey said to me that she was quaking when she had to give some of her songs to Paul Kelly, because, you know, she has this sort of, you know, massive respect and sense of awe about his songwriting. For you, was it, nah, I don't care what they think, or was there a little bit of, oh, I hope they liked them? You know?
Yeah, of course I care what they think. You know, we've been working together for a while now, so it does feel pretty comfortable to have a chat about if I've written a new song. And I think Case feels very comfortable to tell me how bad it is, very honestly. So that's a nice thing too. But I feel like I've learnt a lot over the last 5 years from both Case and Bill in that respect. Mm-hmm. And I have a hunch before I show them whether they'll like it or not.
Okay. So you do a bit of self-censoring early on.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, do you fancy singing? I'm going to try and coax you to do two songs, but do you fancy singing one from the record?
Oh, definitely. Okay. I'd love to.
What are you thinking first?
I might do a song that I wrote, the first song off the album. It's called Absolute. Right. Yeah, it's an interesting song. I wrote this about, like you mentioned before, being over in Africa and doing a little bit of traveling over there. And I wrote this basically after I visited a school in Zambia called Our Rainbow House that we go to a fair bit. And just about all the things that I never had thought of before. And my eyes were wide open after I returned from that trip, you know. So I just thought there's so many things, opposing things in that country and on that continent. And the number one thing that stood out to me was how real everything was. It was just, it slapped me right in the face. Mm-hmm. So I came back and wrote this song.
All right. This is Brandon Dodd, live on Dirt Music.
Well, the lions, they're hiding from view. From you, and the choirs, they all sing in tune for you, and the lovers, they're holding back the rain, and all the pain. And the soldiers, they're warring again, again, again. But then there's you, standing like Iris, and the truth is bleeding like holy water, and the view in the dead of the night is divided. An absolute. Teachers, they'll leave us all blind, they'll leave us blind. And the preachers, they won't open up their minds, but never mind. Cause all this is only what I see. It's what I see. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. What do I mean? Cause in this you standing like Iris, and the truth is bleeding like holy water, and the view in the dead of the night is divided. An absolute. Love isn't worried. Love is hope. Love needs no sympathy. Love is bold. Love won't be searched for. Love is everywhere. And love will not leave you in the dark. Love never ended. Love never starts. Love won't be broken. Love is everything. And then there's you, standing like Iris, and the truth is bleeding like holy water, and the view in the dead of the night is divided. Divided. An absolute.
Brandon Dodd with Absolute live on Dirt Music from Brandon's debut album called What a Way to Die. And Brandon, how long does it take to write a song like that? And don't tell me you just sort of hop off the plane and find a scrap of paper and scribble it down, all right? If you do, don't tell me.
Mm. No, it's not as easy as that. Summer, mm-hmm. But a song like that, I mean, I've never written a song like that before, and I think that's what I love about this album more than anything for me, is that it truly is my emotion being put out into my songs more than I've ever done. And I was so overwhelmed returning from Africa back home and seeing the differences and the privilege that I've always had and never been able to compare it to anything else, you know. And I don't know, it was like, it's kind of like when you're in that zone, something just happens and everything goes away for a while. And it's not even really about the song anymore. You know, it's something a bit more special than that for me. Not every song is like that.
All right. Well, let's have a listen to another song from the album, and then I'll try and twist your arm to sing another song. I thought we'd have a listen to Water Turns to Rain.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is it. You're listening to Dirt Music.
Oh,
Love the little sound effects at the end. That was Water Turns to Rain from Brandon Dodd, and it's a song from his new solo album, What a Way to Die. And Brandon, who joins me in the Dirt Music Studio this week, that features Woody McLean, who is a long-standing mate of yours.
Yeah, he is. Woody and I went to school together, and we've been best mates for a long time.
Right.
It's funny. This album is great because I found a way to basically coax all my mates that I wanted to sing with to come in and sing with me on the album. So Woody's one of those people for sure. The great thing is that he never usually sings on a track like this. You know, he never usually lets it out like this. So I was happy to bring that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you have no one here with you, just you and your guitar.
Just me.
Yes, but can we get another song?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? About Whiskey Room Shuffle?
Whiskey Room is good.
Okay, yeah. Let's do Whiskey Room.
Let's go for it.
All right. Brandon Dodd, live on A Dirt Music.
Well, I could be balancing on a razor wire, but these old boots are worn. And I could hold on to my own desire, but these old boots are worn. You give me one thing, I want it all. Climb up expecting to fall. Frozen riverbed.
Yes, he plays guitar as well, rather well. Brandon Dodd with Whiskey Room Shuffle from the album What a Way to Die. And Brandon, the album is out now, and a bunch of touring for you, or do you have to sneak in breaks between that other person's touring schedule?
Yeah. I'll be doing plenty of touring.
Yeah.
I think that I'll have a lot more dates to come on social media and everything. That's where kind of everything gets updated. I've just been announced that I'll be playing on Patty Griffin's tour as well, which is fantastic.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'll be fitting in dates in and around that as well. So that starts in March, and I've got plenty to come after that.
And I've got this theory that Casey could turn her shows into like a review, and she could sort of open and then she could go off for 40 minutes and you could do a show and then she could come back on.
I think that's a fantastic
idea. Would that work?
No, I think that would work perfectly.
Yeah, no, I can see this happening.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, it's good.
Expect the phone call after this goes to air.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much for coming in and joining me on Dirt Music.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and we're going to listen to one more song from your album, which actually features Casey.
Yeah,
we're going to listen to Like a Diamond.
Excellent.
Okay, thanks, Brandon.
Thanks. From my hands down to my feet, I've been digging. We got a little money saved. All these lights upon my street, they got me thinking, maybe we should get away. From the builders to the broken homes, to the cleaners of every writer seems to know. Love it only comes here once, leaves you with a broken voice, just enough left to pine. Love it only holds you once, takes you to the highest point, lets you fall. Got a little time to wait. Swimming with the tide, there's still words unspoken. We all got debts to pay from the makers of the world. Love it only comes here once, leaves you with a broken voice, just enough left to pine. Love it only holds you once, takes you to the highest point, lets you fall from the sky, and it shines like a diamond. The sinners won't be able to leave.
That is the sound of Lachlan X. Morris. Yes, there's an X in the middle of it. And a song from him called Blood, A Rhythm and Blues. And then before that, Brandon Dodd. And a song from him called Like a Diamond, featuring the vocals also of Casey Chambers. Brandon Dodd been playing guitar with Casey Chambers for about the last 5 or 6 years. And Brandon Dodd, hope you enjoyed the chat with him. Sounded great. His album is called What a Way to Die. It's time for me to say goodbye to those of you taking the syndicated show. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you can join me for another Dirt Music next week, coming to you from the studios of 2SER and around Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network. Stuart Coop is my name. And I'm going to finish off this portion of the show with, early on in the show, we listened to Lucinda Williams covering Bob Dylan. I thought now we'd have a listen to Bob Dylan himself from quite a number of years back, his Hard Rain live album. But this is Bob Dylan and Maggie's Farm.
go, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. The judges don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging round. My woman said, hey, Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Everybody's looking out for him, cause they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to him sing, tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing to town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing to town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red.
But when the streetlights die, I'll be gone. Ooh, yeah. Do, 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 do. We'll be right back.
It is just after 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. In fact, it's almost 4 minutes after 2 on Saturday afternoon. You're listening to 107.3 FM. That's 2SER, and we've passed the halfway mark on the Dirt Music Radio Show this week with me, Stuart Coop. I'm going to be playing music with you right through till 3 o'clock this afternoon. So I hope you can stay with me till the end of the show. And as always, thanks for spending part of Saturday afternoon listening to 2SER and listening to Dirt Music. I hope you've enjoyed the tunes I'm playing for you. There were three of them there. First up, it was Bob Dylan from his Hard Rain live album that came out a long time ago. Bob Dylan doing a Maggie's Farm. After that, New Riders of the Purple Sage, who were at the forefront of the cosmic Americana alt-country rock scene in the late 60s, 70s, and the New Riders of the Purple Sage doing Panama Red, one of their signature tunes. Played that because, sadly, Buddy Cage, one of their most important members, passed away last week. And then after that, Kevin Borich live revisiting one of his most famous songs, Gonna See My Baby Tonight. Kevin Borich has a new song coming out very soon, a duet with, or a collaboration with, a Russell Morris. But let us press on. Let's play some more music. Soon I'm going to be joined by Sydney band The Marvelous Hearts, who are going to be singing some songs live in the Dirt Music Studio. But we'll play a few more tunes before we have them on. I thought we'd have a listen to a cover of a Nick Lowe song. Nick Lowe is in Sydney at the moment. He's playing at the Enmore Theatre tomorrow night. This is the Parson Redheads and their version of Nick Lowe's song, Don't Lose Your Grip on Love.
Don't lose your grip on love. Don't lose your grip on love. Take me higher and higher like a jet plane flies, but don't lose your grip on love. Why do you despise this traveling man, even though he's doing the best that he can, working for peanuts as is his want? How come you don't hear him when he says, honey,
he was joking when I heard him say, no. Got a creative flair and a talent for photography? Entries are now open for the internationally acclaimed Head On Photo Festival 2020. Categories include portrait and landscape, as well as our special school student category. Finalists will, of course, have their work featured at the festival hub. Don't miss your chance to win from a prize pool of $70,000 at the Head On Photo Awards. Enter at headon.com.au/awards before February 16. 2SER Partners.
Bring your ideas to life in Sydney's newest makerspace at Darling Square Library. Get hands-on in workshops to learn 3D design and printing using Tinkercad and Fusion 360, laser cutting, robotics or prototyping. Weekly Maker Time sessions offer a great intro to all equipment and tools, with starter projects and makerspace kits to try out. All workshops are led by expert makers with beginner to advanced levels available. Book now at cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au/library programs. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER.
Go home.
It is almost 20 past two, Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Dirt Music on 2SER, and we listened to three tunes there. First up, it was the Parson Redheads and their version of a Nick Lowe song called Don't Lose Your Grip on Love. Nick Lowe in the country for the first time in 7 years, performing tomorrow night at the Enmore Theatre with Jim Lauderdale, who's back in the country, and also his backing band, which is Lost Straitjacket. So I'm pretty excited about it. So I'm excited about seeing any band that plays in Mexican wrestling masks. So that's tomorrow night at the Enmore Theatre. And then after that, she's based in Tamworth, but she travels right around the country. I'm talking about Alison Forbes and a song from her called Hell Freezes Over. That's from Alison Forbes' a brand new album called Bone Digger. And then we listen to, from Sydney, The Marvellous Hearts and a song called Polly Wants a Cracker. And The Marvellous Hearts join me in the studio. Craig, George and Danny, welcome to Dirt Music.
G'day, Stuart. Thanks G'day, guys. For having us.
Lovely to have all three of you in here this afternoon. Clayton Dolly plays on that one. That's
yeah,
a new song for you.
Yeah, yep. That's a new song that's getting released on the 17th, actually all come out. On right. Spotify and all the digital streams and all that, yeah.
You're embracing this digital, this modern world, Craig? Or Captain Blue Tongue, we should call you. Yes.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's the only way that you got to get it out there with the medium you can, you know. So
yeah, and
no one's got CD players in their cars anymore, even, you know.
So. Right. And Marvellous Hearts. How long have there been the Marvellous Hearts? I mean, you were in the Blues Preachers.
Yeah, I'm still in the Blues
You're still
Preachers.
In the Blues Preachers.
Yeah,
right?
We're still in the Blues Preachers, and I had a bunch of songs that didn't fit into that sort of pre-war genre, yeah. So. I started putting a band together for recordings, and now I've got, you know, the band in my head, George and Danny and a couple other people. We've got the band that I sort of envisioned having from the start, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your songs, or now that you're all together as Marvellous Hearts, is it a collaborative exercise?
At the moment, they're all mine that's written, but we're looking at it's going to be more collaborative, I'd say, because, I mean, we've got to road test the songs too. Like these ones that I've already recorded, they went straight out of my bedroom, straight into the studio, pretty much with session guys and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're on the road playing songs, we're doing, you know, not putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
And would it be fair to say that your influences and the sound of the Marvellous Hearts, diverse is the word that springs to mind. I mean, I've listened to about five songs, and one minute I'm listening to someone I think has listened to a lot of Beatles records, then I'm listening to someone who's listened to a lot of Bob Dylan records.
Yeah.
Other people have mentioned Tom Petty. There's all sorts of things. I mean, is that just a product of all three of you, the music that everyone's listened to?
Well, I guess from my point of view, it's the Dylan and the Beatles, sort of the latter-day Beatles is definitely a sound. But then, you know, like pretty much Dylan who changed the Beatles' way of writing after they had a bit of a get-together.
Mm-hmm.
And even lyrically, Lennon started writing differently and all that. So that's the vibe there too. I'd say the band's a bit more, now that we've got the new lineup with George, it's a little bit... more rootsy and less rock and roll sort of that we, you know, that's one thing I'd say about the band. So it's more in that genre for sure.
And later Beatles, you're one of these guys that think in hindsight probably that Abbey Road is their best record, don't you?
Oh, there's Revolver, Sgt. Pepper.
Oh, right. So you start, all right, so later part. You just, it's not the pop stuff at the beginning.
Yeah,
you.
What I'm saying, once they discovered
drugs, you're into them, right?
Yeah, after India. Yeah. Well, before India, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, we're going to be talking in a minute about a show that you've got coming up, but you're going to play a couple of songs live in the studio.
Yeah.
Let's do one of those. What are you thinking?
This is a new track of ours, so it's talking about collaborative efforts and stuff like that. This is a new one called Reckless People.
Okay. This is The Marvellous Hearts live on Dirt Music.
Reckless, reckless people
learn your lesson well. Reckless, reckless people, your body, it's just a shell. You can sit back and relax, pretend we're out doing well. But denial is idle, we're walking on eggshells. Reckless, reckless people, reckless, reckless people, with something that's broken, something's not well, and the world keeps turning, and the world's not real, but the world keeps turning, and the ocean swells. Yeah, the world keeps on turning, turning into hell. Hey! Faithless, faithless fathers, let go of your ego. Fearless, fearless mothers, hang on for tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, teach your children well. Apathy, you and me, we're all guilty, reckless people. Reckless, reckless people. Reckless, reckless people. With something that's broken, this planet's not well, and the words were being spoken, well, they're not real. But the world keeps turning, and the ocean swells. Yeah, the world keeps turning, turning into hell. Reckless, reckless people. Reckless, reckless people.
Extremely lovely. Thank you very, very much. That was the Marvelous Hearts live on Dirt Music with Reckless People. And joining me in the studio this Saturday afternoon, Craig Lyons, a.k.a. Captain Blue Tongue, George Regatas playing guitar, and Danny Sun on the piano. And Craig, I should say, outside of the flute, the dulcimer is the one instrument that's due the big revival, don't you think?
There's not enough
dulcimer in the world, right?
The mountain dulcimer, not the hammered one. They're a bit heavy to lug around, but the mountain dulcimers, it's a good little thing.
Yeah, you played it for a long time?
I've played it, a little bit. I played it for a while.
Right.
You know, the dulcimer I've got, just as a bit of interest, is a $250 dulcimer. With a $350 pickup.
Wow. Okay. Right. Now, tell me about this gig. You're playing at Lazy Bones on February the...
22nd.
February the 22nd. Okay, that's next week, right? Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who else is on?
We've got Big Mama and the Hanged Men.
Right, okay.
Which George happens to play with them as well, so he's going to be a busy boy.
Long night for George. Long night for George.
Yeah, so they do more sort of rock and blues.
Uh-huh.
Sort of... Bit of Etta James, is she like?
Oh, yeah, lots of Etta James.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
She's happening. She's great. Fran Little, Big Mama, she's great.
All right. You fancy another song? Well, I've got you in here. You've come all the way in with a bunch of equipment and things like that.
This is another song that's coming out. This is a... We're doing a shortened version of it for radio because when we got the whole band, we sort of jam out a bit and it's quite a storytelling song, this one. It's about the cycle of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got a right of its own to be a long song if it's about life.
Right, okay.
It's a life song, but that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to shorten the verses a little bit.
All right, okay. This is the Marvelous Hearts live on Dirt. And what's the song called?
This song's called Arrivals and Departures.
Okay, this is live on Dirt Music.
Come first light, another soul is born. Through screams of pain and joy until this world we're thrown. Will arrivals and departures and postcards in between. Life as you know it, it's only a dream. Will you come out of the womb to your mother's breast? Tears fill the room as you enter the nest, where someone else is dying, your body's laid to rest. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west. Well, arrivals and departures, postcards in between. You and I are only passengers. Life, my friends, is only a dream. Well, you done all your schooling, hard work and times ahead, providing for your family, learning how to make bread. Take some snapshots at the milestones instead of just getting by. Or I'll learn and to live and preparing to die. Tell me all about it, Danny. Yeah. Well, arrivals and departures, postcards in between. You and I are only passengers. Life, my friends, is only a dream. So when the hand of God strikes your last chord, and you're being wheeled through some hospital ward, where the day will come when you're done and you head toward the sky, when it's the end of the game, it's your time to die. Not today, where the arrivals and departures, postcards in between, you and I only passengers. Life, my friends, only a dream. Well, arrival and departures, postcards in between, you and I only passengers. Life, my friends, it's only a dream.
Arrivals and Departures from the Marvelous Hearts live on Dirt Music this Saturday afternoon. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you.
Lovely to have you in. Lovely to meet you. And tell me again, Lazy Bones?
Lazy Bones, 22nd. 22nd of February.
Alrighty. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you again for coming in. And I thought we'd have a listen to another song from the Marvelous Hearts, which is going to be a release soon.
This is a March release, yeah, the Love Sick Ramblin' Blues.
All right, this is on Dirt Music.
Can't see what's real. My heart is working overtime. Yes, I got you on my mind. Love sick, baby, ramblin' blues. Love sick, baby, oh you. Love sick, baby, ramblin' blues. Love sick, baby. Crazy, 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 crazy
And that was the sound of my studio guests on Dirt Music, the Marvelous Hearts, with their song The Lovesick Rambling Blues. It's just before 20 to 3 on Saturday afternoon. I'm going to say goodbye now. Don't worry, we've got a whole lot more music coming between now and 3 o'clock when you'll be joined by El Chino with the Departure Lounge. But I'm going to finish this portion of the show, or this part of the show, with a performance by The Necks, who are performing two shows at the Opera House, Sydney Opera House, tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. They've got a brand new album out, and one of the pieces on it is called Lovelock. It's dedicated to the late and very great Damien Lovelock. So I thought we'd have a listen to that to finish off the show this Saturday afternoon. Stuart Coops, my name. Thank you so much for listening to Dirt Music. I'll be back next Saturday on 2SER between 1 and 3. Hope you can join me then. But this is The Necks.